Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we have our class by Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, but before we head on to today's class, I would like to read the quote of Srila Prabhupada for today, 12th October. If you put butter before the fire, automatically it melts. Similarly, a woman is considered as fire and the man is considered as butter. So this is natural, but a person who is not agitated is called a dhira. This was spoken by His Divine Grace in Manila, October 12, 1972. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We are very, very grateful and we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji with us today. And Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji will be speaking from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Madhya Kanda, Chapter 4, verses 30 to 45. Thank you so much, Mataji. We are so grateful that you are here with us, giving this class to all of us. Thank you so much. You can now get started. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Priti Vilasni Mataji, Kitida Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. Very grateful to you, Mataji, because we hear every day when we speak, then only we understand what we are hearing. Are we attentively hearing? How much we are learning? So these classes that you are giving us opportunity is like an exam or presenting ourselves, how far we are growing in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you for such a beautiful opportunities on this forum, Mataji. I'm very grateful to everyone. Thank you everyone for joining. I will start my class with prayers.
उमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितन्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखावितां च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते ताप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामिनिति नामिने नम आचार्य पादाय निताय कृपप्रदायिने गौरकथा धाम दयानगर ग्रामधारिणे नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय जय श्री चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे Hare Krishna. I would like to do the small recap to know where we are, and for me also to understand I'm in the line of the chapter. I'm not going here and there. And please, before that, I request everyone, please bless me so that I speak something which is meaningful. I don't speak something which is wrong. I need all of your blessings. Hare Krishna. So here we are seeing that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to meet Lord Nityananda, and we have seen some verses also that where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has met Nityananda Prabhu. So we have seen in the beginning how the chapter starts, like we already saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has started Sankirtan movement in Shiva Sangan, but we know that the other personality is missing. Every time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Lord comes, he comes with his associates, right? He comes with his associate. So now we see here, we are we are missing Balram. When Krishna is there, Balram also should be there. So now here Nityananda is missing. So Lord gets a dream that Nityananda is going to come to Navadvip. Actually, Lord Nityananda went on tour over all India, all the holy places. Then he went to Vrindavan. There he resided and he was enjoying like in the mood of Balram. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets the dream that Nityananda has entered Navadvip Dham, so then what happened is, now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to say it to everyone. He was expressing what was the dream, and then he says his associates to go and search for Lord Nityananda. But it is very difficult for us to see the Lord. Lord should reveal himself. It is, if you want to go and get the Lord, it's not possible. Lord should decide, oh, I have to give darshan to my devotee. Then it is possible. So they all went on a search, but nobody could find out where is Nityananda, where is the great personality that who had appeared in Navadvip. So then what happened is, next then they comes and say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh no, we couldn't find anyone. Then Lord says that the same thing, you cannot find him, he needs to reveal himself. Okay, let's all go. Then now this time Lord Chaitanya also accompanied with all his associates, they all went, goes to Nandanacharya's house, and there he sees Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda sees Gauranga, and both were like, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga. The meet between Lord Nityananda and Gauranga had happened. Everybody were jumping, and ecstatic mood was there. So seeing everyone chanting, so what happened is, Lord Nityananda was so much in ecstatic. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually wanted to show everyone who is Nityananda. So then he says his Sankirtan team member to like recite the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying Lord Krishna. And then immediately Nityananda was so much immersed in that verse and he fainted. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes Nityananda and holds him up. And we see that actually Nityananda is Ananta Shesha, who is holding everything. He becomes a bed to Lord Vishnu, right? But here we see in the opposite. So here comes in the picture of Gadadhara, where Vrindavan Das Thakur was explaining about him, that where Gadadhar knows Lord Nityananda's mood and Lord Nityananda knows what is Gadadhar. And next, we should understand here that without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we cannot get mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we cannot get Radha Krishna's mercy, Jagannath, Baladev, Shubhadram, Maya's mercy, anyone's mercy. If you want, you need Lord Nityananda first. When you get Nityananda's mercy, you will get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then we can achieve everything that we want in our spiritual journey. So here in this chapter, basically we are talking about meet of Guru. Right, the Adi Guru, Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to glorify Nityananda and tell everyone he is the one who is going to give everyone Krishna Bhakti. Maybe I may not sometime give Krishna Bhakti, but he is the one who is going to give Krishna Bhakti. So here I was thinking, we can have a small reflections among ourselves that when we met our spiritual masters at first time, what was our feeling? So I'm opening that. Just give a minute. What was our feeling? I wanted everyone to share a one point, if possible. So this is, I don't know if you are able to see. Yeah, this is what. So please, everyone come forward to share your feeling. Because why I'm asking is this, we need to remember that moment when we first time saw our guru, and when we decided that we are going to take shelter and we are going to follow his instructions. If that moment, if we remember every day, we can progress a lot in Krishna consciousness. Right? Otherwise, long ago, maybe 10 years, somebody has taken initiation, and today, you know, because of material, in this material world we are living. So what happens is, sometimes our enthusiasm may go down, our Krishna consciousness may go down, that time when we remember our first moment with our guru, that gives us its enthusiasm back again. Oh, let's come on, start again, right? So that is why I'm asking if you all can recollect when you first time met your guru and how was your feeling. If possible, can share, raise your hand if you wanted to share. Okay. No one wants to share. Is everybody able to hear my voice?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So, okay. If nobody wants to share, I can share my own realization when I met my Guru Maharaj. Okay. When I met my Guru Maharaj for the first time, I felt so happy. I did not see him first when I took Aspire. That means I am taking shelter under Guru Maharaj and I'm going to get initiated soon. That was the first step for us in our His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj has a rule that like first you have to take Aspire and then shelter, then initiation. So then when I take Aspire, I never saw Guru Maharaj. But then after that, I started hearing his lecture. I came to know his mood. Then when I saw him for the first time, I felt like, wow, this is what when you hear about him, when you see him personally, when everything matches, that's when you feel so much happy. And when that moment, you feel like I have to surrender to him. And when you get his blessings, then later when you see how the spiritual growth will happen in us is so high, right? So that is what I felt after seeing my Guru Maharaj. I felt so happy and the enthusiasm in me has doubled like anything. So here also we can see in this chapter when everybody saw Lord Nityananda, everyone was so happy to see Nityananda and they were filled with bliss. Even though they don't know who he is initially, but everybody was so happy. So that's the greatness of meeting a sadhu, a Vaishnava. So we will move on to today's verse. Okay, one second. Let me open that. That's opened. So today's verse is 2.4.30. Nityananda Prabhavera Jagannatha Gadadara Nityananda Janeta Gadadara Antara. So Gadadara knows the glories of Nityananda and Nityananda knows the mind of Gadadara. Commentary Gaudiya Bhashya by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Gadadara is the Gaura Sundar's most confidential energy. Therefore, he knows the wonderful glories of Gaura's servant Nityananda. And Nityananda also more or less know the mind of Gadadara. So here we can see in this verse like how it is explained that Lord Nityananda knows Gadadara and Gadadara knows Nityananda, right? So here, whenever Krishna comes, he comes with his associates. Like if you see, even in Krishna Leela, Krishna is not anytime alone in any picture, right? He's always with someone accompanied. Like here in Chaitanya Leela, we see there is five principal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadara, Srivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, right? All five associates. So Gadada Pandit is simultaneously the incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. So from very childhood, always Gadadara was in company with Nimai. He's always following him from very childhood. Gadadhar used to say that, Nimai used to say that, Gadadhar, that you did not waste your time and you are always in Krishna's consciousness. But I wasted my time. So that is what he feels. And one time what happened is, we all know after initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started developing this separation from Lord Krishna. And he was like a mad man. He was searching everywhere. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Like that. So then one time what happened is, he comes near Gadadhar and he asks him, oh, where is my Krishna? Then Gadadhar says, oh, Nimai, you know, Krishna is in your heart. Then what happens? Nimai just thinks that, okay, Krishna is in my heart, right? Let me tear and see. Like he was trying to tear his heart. And then immediately Gadadhar says, no, please stop it. Please stop it. Then Sachi Mata sees this and Sachi Mata feels like, says to Gadadhar that, oh, you are the one who is the savior of my son. You please always stay with him so that he is always protected, like that. So there is always an intimate relationship between Nimai and Gadadhar. And also one more thing here in Srila Prabhupada's lecture, I was hearing that how when a king comes out, he comes with all his associates, right? He never been alone. He's coming with all of his, like if I say, okay, king or someone is coming, big prime minister is coming. He doesn't come alone. He comes with his bodyguards and everyone. So like that, here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Shivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone is coming with him so that it is like mercy, and a lot of rasa is there in that. If alone Krishna is coming, what is going to happen, right? There should be a queen and there should be everyone so that a proper pastimes can be done. So that's what here everyone is there. We see Gadadhar, we see Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, everyone associating Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ajanulambita Bujo Kanakavadato సంకీర్తనైక పితరో కమలాయ తాక్షౌ విశ్వంబరో ద్విజవరో యుగధర్మపాలో వందే జగత్ప్రియకరో కరుణావతారో. So this verse is very, very easy to understand. So this verse, it is talking about how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are very, very beautiful. Their arms are touching to the knees and the face is so beautiful like lotus. So here we can see that always there is a particular dharma in every yuga. In Satya Yuga, there is a meditation. In Treta Yuga, there is a fire sacrifice. In Dwapara Yuga, there is a temple worship. So in Kali Yuga, what is that? It is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is what here Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are giving out. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give his credit to Nityananda. So he don't wanted to give it directly. He wants to give it through Nityananda, because Nityananda is a personification of Guru, Adi Guru. He is Adi Guru. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give Krishna Prema through Nityananda. So Nityananda is none other than Lord Balram. He is the original Ananta Shesha. He is having the thousand hood serpent. He is a thousand hood serpent, right? He is glorifying the Lord with his thousand hoods. Still, the glorification is not able to complete. That's the greatness of Lord Balram. Lord is none other than Lord Nityananda. So here we can see that Nityananda's incarnation is merciful incarnation, very, very merciful incarnation. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be avoiding us, but Nityananda never avoids us. And here we can see that Nityananda is having all his glories, Lord Chaitanya's glories, Lord Krishna's glories within him. So Srila Prabhupada gives an example. If you have a jewelries, where do you store? You store in a place where safe, or you give it to a person. Okay, I'm giving to this person so that it is stored carefully, because I have a trust on him. So we'll give a valuable jewels to a great personality. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this jewel like glories of Lord Krishna is given to Lord Nityananda, and he is glorifying, he's continuously glorifying. He is the one who is holding all universe on him. So he is the strength. He is the strength. Physical strength he has more, and also he is a spiritual strength for all of us to get success in our Krishna consciousness. Whose blessings we need? We need the blessings of Lord Nityananda. So that is what this verse. We will move on to the next verse. Nityananda dekhiye sakala bhakta gana, Nityananda maya haila sabara sabakaramana. While watching Nityananda, the minds of all devotees became filled with external bliss. So this is the next verse. So here we can see that all the devotees, whoever is watching Nityananda, everybody's heart is filled with love of Krishna, because Nityananda is the one who is giver of everything, right? So meeting of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary one. Whoever hears this, this one, they will get freed from all the material bondage. They will get Krishna prema. They will get succeed of love for Krishna, because this pastime, when you are hearing it, it will cleanse our heart. Yesterday I was hearing my Guru Maharaj's lecture, and he was saying how powerful is hearing. When you hear something, even though person is in coma, they can also hear, because the hearing power is so powerful. So he was giving an example of one person goes into the stealing of the house. So at that time, what happened is, he wants to escape from there. He comes from that place and he goes and hide in another place, and where there Krishna Katha is going on. And he will hear that the speaker is saying that what he says is, whatever you are doing, karma, you will get a reaction for it. And after he hears this word, the policeman goes away from there, and he sees that, oh, police is not there here, let me escape. Then he escapes from there, but he keep reminding that word that he heard. Oh, whatever I'm going to do, it's going to have an equal reaction, so better I stop this. Then later he became a devotee of the Lord. So it is like that. When you hearing is very, very powerful. So that is why we are hearing every day Chaitanya Bhagavat, to get that love of Krishna. So Nityananda is always a companion of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He comes in a different forms. He is like a friend. He is like a brother. He is umbrella, and he is a mrudanga. He is a kartal. He is everything, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can use, because he is a perfect servant. He knows how to serve Lord. So we need to learn everything. Krishna's jewelry, his Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna's everything is coming from Balram. That is nothing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's every pastime, everything that he is doing, it is getting from Nityananda. Through this, Nityananda is only serving all the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that's the mood of Guru, right? Guru is always in the service of Krishna. So that's why when you serve Guru, you are automatically serving Krishna also. So we need to hanker for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Then only we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the life of a person before Guru enters into their life? So even we are all practicing Krishna consciousness, but until we get initiated, it is like so dry, and it is not like so happy, because once you get connected with Guru, then that is going to be so happy. Then we will really see the progress in our Krishna consciousness. So that is why it is saying, initiation means beginning of transcendental activities. It doesn't mean that we did not do before any activity. Yes, we did it, but the actual blessedness can come in our life through the blessings of Guru, because Guru is the one who is always serving Krishna. From him we will get the blessings. So when will we actually start getting connected with our Guru? When the day that we started hearing the instructions of Guru and we started applying into our life, that is when we get his blessings. It doesn't mean that I have to get initiated, then only It is when Guru is entering into my life. Of course, initiation is there, as I already said, but the miracles in our life, the real spiritual bliss is going to start, and one step after the other to reach the ultimate goal, right? Once we started hearing the instructions of Guru and practicing them, we will see the speed up in our spiritual journey, and we will go to that step where initiation is there, and then we will go further so that we will progress, and ultimately we can go back to Krishna. So this all happens first initially when we accept someone as Guru and take instructions from there and follow that, not just hear and leave it. We hear every day from our Guru Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada. If somebody is not initiated, hear Srila Prabhupada every single day, take instructions from him, and if we follow that, then we will come closer to the Guru and we will get blessings of Guru. So here we can see that how everyone was so happy and blissful meeting Nityananda, right? I was remembering Srila Prabhupada pastimes from Leelamrita, where Srila Prabhupada went to Latin America. There, Srila Prabhupada went for the visit after 1 year of the temple has opened there. 1 year before, when Prabhupada went there, there were only a group of devotees and a small congregation. But now this time when Srila Prabhupada need to go there, he gave a last minute notice that he wants to come to this place. And when Srila Prabhupada, all devotees wanted to go and pick Srila Prabhupada in a big car, but somehow they get late and they couldn't go there. And some other devotees who used to come now and then to the temple saw Srila Prabhupada in the airport, and they picks him up in a small car. Somehow Srila Prabhupada has come to that place where the temple is there. Srila Prabhupada enters from the kitchen and very few devotees are there. And after some time, everybody will come know, and 10-15 devotees will come. And Srila Prabhupada takes the darshan of deities, and they all welcome Srila Prabhupada with the lotus petals. And then what will happen is Srila Prabhupada will go and take rest. After that, Srila Prabhupada taking rest, then immediately everyone comes to know that Srila Prabhupada has arrived. Like 100 people are there in the hall, and everybody were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy. And one of the servants goes and tell in the downstairs place, all the devotees are just sitting and chanting. And he says that, oh, stop the kirtan because Srila Prabhupada is sleeping, he will get disturbed. And Srila Prabhupada screams from up that why the kirtan is stopped, you have to continue it. So then they will say to continue, and it is only 100 devotees gathered there. And next day, when there was an initiation ceremony, then again 500 devotees comes there. After initiation, they all want to meet Srila Prabhupada and take his blessings. And they are all chanting, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. They never seen Srila Prabhupada before. That is the first time they are seeing Srila Prabhupada. Like how here Nityananda Prabhu was not seen for Navadvip Vasis any time. That was the first time. They don't know who is he. Just by hearing the glories from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's just started narrating about him. He didn't even glorify him completely. Then immediately everybody is in same ecstatic feeling, like how we see in this Latin America devotees were so much in ecstatic feeling, and they were chanting Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that here I'm not happy because I am being glorified. Here I am happy because the mission is going everywhere and everybody is taking up Krishna consciousness. I am fulfilling my Guru Maharaj's desire to give Krishna to everyone. And then all the devotees lined up and they all came into the room one after the other and saying Hare Krishna. And it was so nice how the ecstatic feeling here. When I was reading the verses, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the associates are feeling that ecstatic feeling. I could feel the same feeling when I was reading this pastime of Srila Prabhupada arriving in Latin America, and devotees are welcoming him with the same love. So that is the pastime I would like to share for this verse, and moving on to the next verse. Yeah. नित्यानंद गौर चंद्र दोही दोहा देखे केह किचु नहीं बोले जहर मात्र अंके. As Nityananda and Gadadhar gazed at each other, they did not speak a word. Tears flowed from their eyes. Oh, this is what happened when Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into one place and they couldn't speak to each other. They just tears were falling down. So I was hearing Radhana Swami Maharaj lecture. Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that how Nityananda, when he was finishing his tour and coming back to Navadvip, because he knows that now the Sankirtan is starting and then he needs to be there because he needs to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Nityananda comes here. Then Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that he was hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture from the special festival day of Nityananda Trayodasi, where Srila Prabhupada was singing this song. Parama karuna bahu dui jana nitai gaura chandra sabavatara sarasiromani kevala ananda kanda. Bajo bajo bhai chaitanya nitai sudrira viswasa kore vishaya chadiya sera samajiya muke bola hari hari. Why Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are filled with parama karuna. They are like having so much of karuna to fallen souls. They just wanted to freely distribute love of Krishna to everyone without any discrimination. It's a simple and easy, joyfully performed, kevala ananda kanda, simply by chanting and dancing and feasting, enjoying the Mahaprasadam, we can happily perform this. So that is the mood. They are very compassionate. In this compassionate, they are showing they cannot see other people are suffering. If other people are suffering, they are getting the tears seeing that suffering. And when they meet each other devotees so that they can spread Krishna consciousness, that also gives them happiness, and the tears flows from their eyes so that they are showing their love for each other so that they can spread this love to Krishna, love of Krishna to everyone. So it is said that we always do this offering prayer mantra, right? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Nama. So I offer my love and prayers. I surrender my life to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu because he is the most munificent of all incarnation. He is bringing the realization of the highest love, the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna freely to everyone. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so merciful, but he wanted to give this mercy to everyone through Lord Nityananda because Nityananda is none other than Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoyla Balaram Hoyla Nithai. The divine son of King Braja, Sri Krishna, has descended as Sachi Nandana, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Balaram Ji, Rohini Nandan has appeared as Nityananda. So this is what. So they are so merciful to fallen souls and they want to give Krishna Prema to others. So next verse, moving on to the next verse. Dohe doha deke bara hariya ali ali an dora nayana jale prithvi basila. They were both filled with happiness on seeing each other. The earth became flooded with tears. So now, as we already discussed, that how everyone was crying and completely because of the ecstasy, because of the love, and everybody were crying, and all the place were filled with the tears of coming from their eyes. So moving on to the next verse. Vishvambare bale subadvi divasa divasa amara dekilena bhakti yoga chare veda sara. Vishvambara said, today is an auspicious day for me, for I have been devotional service, which is the essence of the four Vedas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary, devotional service alone is a purport and the essence of the four Vedas. The Vedic literatures have ascertained devotional service as the only essence. When the living entity is fully knowledged, is awakened, then the devotional service, which is eternally propensified, is aroused. A heart is filled with the service attitude is qualified to achieve the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and after achieving knowledge, it becomes fixed in the service of the Lord. So here in this verse, it is explaining that how Guru is Nityananda is the merciful of all. He is a personification of all the Vedas. When you do the service to Guru, then you will understand all the Vedas. And when we do the service to Guru, not only understand all the Vedas, we actually understand what is our purpose in this human life. What is our purpose? And that dormant love for Krishna will be awakened within us by doing the service. Why only by the service? Why not just by reading the Vedas? See, there are many instances that just by reading the Vedas, we cannot achieve that knowledge that we are getting. It is not wrong in gaining more knowledge, reading more scriptures. It's okay, well and good. You want to learn and read, understand many, many scriptures. But after all, what is it saying? All the scriptures' end point is to serve Krishna. That if we are able to get to that point, then our life is successful. Otherwise, it's not successful. So that is what here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Seeing you, I am getting that love for devotional service. I'm able to understand the whole Vedas just by seeing you. So we all know that there are 9 process of devotional service, right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Just by hearing, just by remembering the Lord, devotees are able to get the blessings of the Lord, right? Like we see that how Prahlad Maharaj, just by always remembering the Lord, he was escaped from every danger that he was there in, that he was there, that was there created by Hiranyakashipu. So it's the same way, like we can see that how the devotional service has changed a person to be a good devotee, to understand the Vedas without even reading the Vedas. But first thing is, we need to follow the instructions of Guru. That's first is most important. And then do the services with in the align of Guru, with the instructions of Guru. Ask Guru Maharaj whether this is okay, can I do it? And then when Guru Maharaj is giving a permission to us, then we follow that. That's when we will able to understand everything. That is when we can please Krishna. So here we can see many pastimes that where Narada Muni, being a guru, he has changed many people's heart, and they were able to see, understand the essence of all Vedas without even reading them, just by doing the devotional service, just by following the instructions of Narada Muni, being a guru. Like we see that the pastime of Mrugari, the hunter, right? How he was a hunter, and when Narada Muni came and he met him and he told how it is wrong, and he gave him a holy name, and he started reciting. He gave him a tulsi plant in holy name. He started sitting there and reciting the holy name, just chanting the holy name. By doing that, he became such a great devotee. He was not even able to step on an ant. He was before killing a big, big animals, that too half killing, just by practicing what his guru said, chanting the holy name and hearing Shravanam and Kirtanam, by doing this devotional service, he was able to understand whole essence. The essence is just to surrender to guru and do your devotional service and do your service to him. Just that's it. Our life is perfect, right? And in the same way, we see that Krishna book, Brahmana's wife story. How the Brahmanas were very puffed up. They want to do yajna because they wanted to, they know that the Vedas, they think that they are the, who is the one who knows everything about Vedas. So they don't wanted to offer food for the cowherd boys who came for food. But then Brahmanas' wives, they went against their husbands, and then they went and offered Krishna prasadam, the bhoga that they have cooked for yajna. So that is what the devotional service is, highest than understanding, reading or any ritual of just performing that yajna. We go above everything. That is the devotional service. Through devotional service, we can achieve the ultimate love of Godhead. And we also see the pastime of Narada Muni and Ratnakar, who is Valmiki in before he was a decoy, right? Because of Narada Muni's help, when he meets Narada Muni, Narada Muni gives him mantra, even though he was not able to chant properly. Mara, Mara, Mara became Rama, and he became a Valmiki. So this is all just by devotional service and just by following the order of Guru. Then we can perfect our life. And how, coming to this point, actually, I forgot to mention, how did Narada Muni became Narada Muni? His mother was doing a menial service to the Bhakti Vedantas, to sadhus, sages who were traveling. She did service to them and she accepted the remnants. So, and even Narada Muni, who was a boy of son of this maidservant, he also happened to take this remnants and he became Narada Muni. So that's the glory of being associating with devotees, serving devotee and doing some service to them. Service, why are we doing this service? Service to someone means to understand that we are smaller than them. They are higher and we are lower. To understand, to reduce that false ego that I am the great, that will go down. When that will go down, only we can actually surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, it's not possible for us. So even this pastime of Raghunandan, right, who he was nicely told by his father to just offer a prasadam, offer a bhoga to Lord. And he was like, if someone would have told me, I would have just put and read the prayers and left there. And after 15 minutes, ring a bell and take it. But this boy was so much this to like, why Krishna is not coming and eating? He has to come and eat. Finally, Krishna has come and eat. So that's the greatness of devotional service. You can drag Krishna from wherever he is and he will come to us. So that's Om Apavitraha. So this is the significance of where at the time of initiation, they say whatever impurities are there can purify. So purify, that purification happens in the initiation time. And that's when the commitment, the commitment towards gurus and towards the movement will happen. So Srila Prabhupada was giving an example of how a mother is so committed to take care of a child. So when a child is a newborn, like sometimes the child is very happy and always laughing, and the mother tried to take a picture and she is very happy. But sometimes whole night child is not sleeping and crying. Do mother say that, okay, I will throw the child and I'll go and do my work? No, right? She will just sit there and she will make sure that whole night she's trying to make a child to be calm. She feeds milk and she takes care of him so that the child is sleeping peacefully. So that is what, even when once we give our commitment that we are going to chant our 16 rounds every single day following the four regulative principles, so that is the commitment that we need to get. That will come when we take this initiation, otherwise it's very difficult for us. We will take it so much light. Okay, that's fine. Okay, today one day, if I'm not going to chant, what is going to happen, right? So this commitment that we see in this verse, like how here it is explained in the purport, right? A heart that is filled with the service attitude is qualified to achieve the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. And after achieving the knowledge, it becomes fixed in the service of Lord. So that is what, when we achieve the knowledge, when we do devotional service, then it will be fixed. That knowledge will be fixed in our heart. Otherwise, without devotional service, we cannot realize or understand what we read. So moving on to the next verse. Ekam ekampa e asru e garjana huhunkara eha ki ishvara shakti bayahaya ahara. Are such shivering, such tears, or such loud roaring is possible to anyone other than who is empowered by Lord? So here it is said that how is this possible? Everybody is screaming, shouting, and crying. So much of tears that it's like a flood over there. How is this possible? This is only possible for someone who is empowered by the Lord. Like we see the same roaring, so same crying by Advaita Acharya, right? He was crying. He was praying to the Lord. Lord Gauranga, please descend. Please descend onto earth so that we all can come out of this misery. All material world is full of misery. No bhakti is there. Please come to give bhakti to everyone. So that is because he is empowered by Lord. He's Advaita Acharya is none other than Mahavishnu and Sadashiva incarnation, right? He is empowered. That's how he is able to do that, that kind of prayers continuously, calling out for the Lord. So moving on to the next verse. Shaktere e bhakti yoga nayane de kile tarahara. Tahare, O Krishna, Nai Chande, Kona Kale. Krishna will never forsake one who even once directly see such devotional service. Krishna can never leave the fortunate servant who sees such mental and physical transformation of love in course of Nityananda service. So I just wanted to share one picture with me here. So this is the picture I have found in a cartoon picture where Lord Krishna is dragging this person because he has started his activities and he stopped his activity. So this is very nice. And the same thing here in this verse, it is explained, right? So this is too hard. I want to quit. Devotional service is so pure and perfect that once having begun, one is forcefully dragged to ultimate success. No, Krishna will never leave you. If you have started, you have to finish it. That's it. No way of escaping from this. That's it. You cannot say that, oh, this devotee has told me this one, so I don't want to go to the temple, or this one is telling me that one, oh, I don't want it to practice anymore. It's becoming too much hard for me. No excuses, nothing. Krishna will drag you back because we are the one who started, right? So he's saying that. He's just telling on us only that you started, you finish it up. No way to escape. So, I'll just see. So moving on to the next verse. Yeah. Oh, actually, in this verse, I was about to say some more details. So like means, as like we see in the picture, how the service to the Lord is always counted. He will never forget that service that we are doing to Krishna. So I have found out some of the quotes of from Srila Prabhupada and some letters wherein Srila Prabhupada details about how Krishna as Paramatma, who is sitting within our heart, is now dictating. Krishna is so kind that he wants to help us as a spiritual master in two ways. He helps us within as Chaitya Guru, and he expands himself as a guru, the spiritual master who is in front of us. So the principle is that whatever you are instructed by the Chaitya Guru, so you need to conform to your spiritual master and do that. Then the progress is successful. So this is the letter on 21st May 1968, Srila Prabhupada has written to someone in New Vrindavan. So again, Srila Prabhupada is seeing that, like how in this picture you can see that person is leaving, that I don't want it to practice anymore, it's getting too much hard. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that do not feel yourself to be alone, because Krishna is always with you. Krishna always with every living entity as a super soul, and his devotees especially, he talks and gives instructions how to attain the perfectional stage of meeting him. So do not feel alone. Always chant whenever possible. Read my books. Then there is no great difficulty. So as we said, there is no difficulty in practicing. Krishna is always there guiding us. So we need to have that belief, that love for Krishna. You need to have that patience and wait for Krishna to reciprocate to us. He tests on us how long you will be in control. I'm giving so many troubles to you. How much are you going to bear it? So we need to be very careful. We don't accept the failure that easily. I'm saying this so that I'm not saying that I am great or something. I'm saying that I will not accept the failure. If some failure comes in my sadhana, I will just surrender to the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj and say that, Guru Maharaj, I just want to continue this, but somehow that struggle is coming in my pathway. Please, I beg you, please remove that so that I can continue. So that is why I'm not going to accept any failure or drop down this service, because this kind of impediment is coming in the pathway. I'm not going to do that. No way. You are there with me. You're going to help me. I'm going to do it and take the blessings and start again. See the magic. What will happen? By the mercy of Krishna, we come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. By the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master, we approach Krishna. So both of them are cause and effect, either of them. Krishna is the original spiritual master known as Chaitya Guru, and he manifests himself as the instructor, spiritual master. So that is what. So as I already said, so you have got a spiritual master. Why is he there? Why have you accepted him as a spiritual master? So that you can take instructions from him, right? Here we are not like accepting spiritual master and manifesting our own rules and creating our own rules. No. So here we have a spiritual master in our lives. Srila Prabhupada is gifted with so many wonderful gurus. So we accept them as our one of them. We select and we accept them as a guru. And then we ask him what to do. Tadvitti Pranipatina, please ask in a humble mood. So what can I do so that I can progress in my spiritual life? That's it. We get our instructions and follow it. So then, whom to follow actually? How do I know it is a bona fide or not? So Srila Prabhupada was giving a very beautiful example in one of his lectures, May 14th, 1969 in Columbus. So he was telling that if there is a business form, the business representative, a BA or a company manager, what he will do? He will canvass the business, right? He canvass the business about how the business is looking, what are their goals and what they are going to do. That is what he will do. He won't be canvassing his own interest, right? He's going to canvass what the business needs to achieve. So that's the same way. If a bona fide guru, he always preaches about the glories of Krishna, and he makes sure they're spreading the glories of Krishna. That is how we can understand that he is a bona fide guru. So that's what Srila Prabhupada was explaining here. And moving on to the next verse. Yeah, I will move on to the next verse. One second. Yeah. Oh, this is a big verse. I'm just going to read the translation. I understand that you are the full power of Godhead. Only by worshipping you can a living entity attain the devotional service to Krishna. You are able to purify the 14 worlds. Your confidential characteristics are inconceivable and unfaithful. Who is qualified to recognize you? You are the personification of wealth of loving devotional devotion to Krishna. If a person associates with you for even a moment, he will be delivered. Even if he has committed millions of sinful activities, I have understand that Krishna will deliver me because he has given me your association. You, out of the great fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. Just by worshipping you, I will achieve the wealth of love of Krishna. Lord Gauranga was fully absorbed as he insistently offered the prayers to Lord Nityananda. So here we can see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying to Lord Nityananda, that you are the Lord, you are the one who removes all the sinful reactions from us. And you are the one who gives the love of Krishna, and wherever you are there is no misery. And even the people who in from 14 planetary system, everyone can be liberated by your presence, by your mercy. Even Atala, Sutala, all the planets, that is what in purport Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining. For this verse, I was having some reflections here to share, where it is said there are few stories where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neglected them, but Nityananda never neglected them. That is, one is Kalakrishna Das story. I think everybody knows that how Kalakrishna Das, when he was associating Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going, but sometimes it happens that Kalakrishna Das gets into some problem with a woman, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu solves it. But then he says that, oh, because you did this, I don't want to see you. Then Nityananda Prabhu comes into the picture and says, oh, okay, you don't want it to keep him with you, and you don't want him to serve you. Okay, no problem. I will make him in the service of you. I will tell him a service that you are there here in Jagannath Puri, and Kalakrishna Das will go and say all the details about you to Sachi Mata. So this is the way Nityananda Prabhu is like. He will remove all of our sins, whatever sins we performed, he will remove, and he will give us that way towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Lord Krishna, Radha Rani, and we get blessings. So how can I approach Lord Nityananda Prabhu? By serving the Guru, by serving your spiritual master. That's when we can achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And here we can also see the pastime of Jagayan Madai, right? Jagayan Madai was great sinful people who were doing all the sinful things. So then what happened? When Nityananda went for door-to-door preaching where Jagayan Madai was there, and he, so what happens is like, one of the Jains out of Jagannath Madai, I forgot the pastime now. So one hits the forehead of the Nityananda. Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with the Sudarshan Chakra. But then Lord Nityananda says that, please forgive them. Please forgive them. Even Nityananda is bleeding, but still he is saying that, please forgive them. Please forgive them. So that is the greatness of Lord Nityananda. He is so, so merciful. He is always taking care of devotees. He is never neglecting anyone. How much ever sinful we are, he is going to give us his mercy. So taking initiation is also means having this responsibility to help Lord Chaitanya, to help Srila Prabhupada, to distribute his transcendental knowledge to everyone. So that is the meaning of taking initiation. And also through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only we can get bhakti very quickly. How we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? By always serving Lord Nityananda. So again, here we can see there is another one small quote I wanted to read from my Guru Maharaj. So how we can know that we are advanced in our devotional service is that if we are humble to our Guru, that is a real advancement of our spiritual life. Not that I know many things, I can quote from here and there. So that is not the real advancement. The real advancement is how humble we are towards Guru and how much we are practicing what Guru is telling to us. And that is a greatness. That is the advancement. Otherwise, how much ever senior we are, so-called seniors, like 10 years in spiritual practicing, I'm speaking to myself. Even I was practicing my Krishna consciousness from 2010. Now it is 2023. I don't see any improvement in myself. Of course, whatever the improvement, little bit, I can see it's all because of Guru and Krishna. I'm very grateful to them. But if you see 10, 13 years means, oh, I'm a big senior devotee, right? Nothing is there because I still have that pride in me because I'm still not able to completely follow my Guru Maharaj's instructions. If I'm able to follow them, then that is the real advancement in me. So that's this verse. And moving on to the next verse. प्रभु भले जिज्ञासा करीते करी भाई को न देखे है त सब करीले विजया. The Lord said, I am afraid to ask, but from where, which direction you have come? Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu, Shripada, from where have you come? Have you made your auspicious arrival? So now Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is ending with this verse of arrival of Nityananda. And also now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking from where you have come. So I just wanted to end the discussion with the bhajan of Nityananda Prabhu. One second, I will share this one. Okay. नादिया गोत्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया चे नाम हट्टा जीवेरा करन. नादिया गोत्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया चे नाम हट्टा जीवेरा करन. श्रद्धावान जना है, श्रद्धावान जना है, प्रभु आज्ञा बाई मगिए भिक्का. बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा. अपराध शून्य होय लाओ कृष्ण नाम. कृष्ण मत कृष्ण प्रीत कृष्ण कृष्ण धन प्राण. अपराध शून्य होय लाओ कृष्ण नाम. कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण. कृष्णेर संसार को चरिया न चार. जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार. कृष्णेर संसार को चरिया न चार. जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्वधर्मसार. नादिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया जे नाम हट जीवेरा करन. नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय. सो आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन. इन नादिया गोद्रुमा द ग्रेट सोल सोल लॉर्ड नित्यानंद हैड ओपेंड अ मार्केट प्लेस टू सेल द होली होली नेम टू कंडीशन सोल्स. ओ फेथफुल वन people, oh my dear brothers, by the Lord command, Lord's command, I ask this charity of you, please stand Hare Krishna, worship Krishna and learn to teach about Krishna. Chant Krishna's name without offense. Accept Krishna as your mother, accept Krishna as your father. Accept Krishna as your wealth and your life. Give up all sins. Make Krishna your whole world. Be merciful to all souls. Chant Krishna's name. That is the essence of all religion. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyevacha patidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Ananta koti vaishnavrind ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Assembled devotees ki jai. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please forgive me for all the mistakes that I have committed and please correct me so that I can improve. I, as already mentioned in the beginning of the class, that this class that I am speaking is to show that how I am learning from all the great speakers. I'm grateful to all the speakers who are coming on Bhakti Sangha and teaching Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavat to me so that I can improve in my spiritual path. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vinitananda Vika Mataji. Very, very, it was a very interesting class. Thanks for your beautiful PowerPoints and showing us the picture and making the class so interactive with a lot of stories relating to the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. It was a very, very nice journey that you took us through. In these few verses, very grateful to you, Mataji. The class was power packed. Thank you so much. Thank you, dear devotees. And we have questions, Mataji. Do you have time to take questions? Okay.
Mataji, no questions. Mataji only.
Yeah. Sugakar Krishna Prabhu will ask though. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandhari, Mataji. It was so wonderful. Fully, as Mataji said, power packed. And I could see the feeling. No, you're just talking with so much of happiness. You really distributed the Krishna Prem through your speech. It was so wonderful. So nice. And you covered the whole thing. The mood of Mahaprabhu and the mood of Nityananda Prabhu and how he wanted to glorify Nityananda Prabhu. So it was nice, wonderful. So take more classes. Very nice, Madhu.
Thank you, Sukaka Krishna Prabhu, always coming on the call and encouraging all of us. You are, please bless me, Prabhuji, so that I can learn more and I can present more. Hare Krishna.
You are a very humble devotee, Mataji. Very humble. That's the greatest quality. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, Sir Glorious Srila Prabhupada. Sorry, Mataji, I have to log out. Last 5-10 minutes I missed, but then I attended when you started the kirtan. So I heard 90% of your class, which was very, very wonderful. And I could see Guru Nishtha, how much you have. So that could easily be reflected through your class. So I really pray and wish that this increases multifolds, that your Guru Nishtha increases multifolds. And may you always be the recipient of His and the mercy of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And always be in His shelter and progress more and more. So, yes, thank you, Mataji. It was a very wonderful class. And as Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu said, that you should give more often. So, we will also relish the Krishna Katha, Nitai Katha from you. So, thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. It was very wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kitida Mataji, for your sweet words. And thank you so much for creating this platform and giving us an opportunity to speak. Thank you, Mataji.
It's your platform, Mataji. It's your platform. So you are the one of the main organizer. Without you, we can't even think Bhakti Sangha running.
All glories to you, Preeti Mataji, and all the members, Shyam Gauri Mataji, everyone Mataji, and thank you so much. Thank you for, you know, making me to speak out. Otherwise, if this forum is not there, I would never speak. Maybe I would have keep hearing, reading, but I would never get the chance to speak, right? Even if we go to Bhakti Vrikshas, other senior devotees will speak. We hardly get a chance to speak there. Maybe we'll speak 1 or 2 minutes, our realization. But here, to speak 1 hour, how much hard work behind we have to do. We have to prepare and hear so many things. And that all since your preparation happens when we get a chance to speak, Mataji. Thank you for that, creating that opportunity, Preeti Mataji and Kitida Mataji. Very grateful to both of you. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, my connection was unstable. Do we have any? Yes, we have Karpagavalli Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandatma Mataji. Very, very nice session, Mataji. Very, I learned everything, Mataji. The guru, the thing, and all you're telling that is very, the thing. I'm a neophyte, I'm a small beginner only. I'm reading, I'm by your association only, my bhakti has improved, and my chanting is also improved, and my reading habits also improved, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for the good session. Thank you. God bless you abundantly for your work and service, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you so much for eagerly joining every day and hearing Katha. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else wants to unmute and speak, or I can start reading the chat messages? Okay, I don't see any other raised hands. So I will go ahead with the chat messages. First is Revati Mataji. Revati Mataji wanted to participate in the icebreaker. She said, Hare Krishna Mataji, sorry, I couldn't talk. The very first time when I saw my Guru Maharaj, I didn't know about Guru and disciple concept. But when I saw him for the first time, I thought, this is the person I can dedicate my life to. He's my superhero. But then later, I came to know about his name and other things. So that was her experience of meeting Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj for the first time.
And
it's been more than 13, 14 years, and we are waiting to see her get initiated. Please pray for
her. She will, Mataji. She will get initiated soon. Whoever joins Bhakti Sangha call, they will get initiated very soon, because that is my experience. I was there practicing Krishna consciousness many years. As I said, 2010 itself, I have got contacted with devotees. But then after I joined Bhakti Sangha, 2 years or just within that time itself, I got initiated through the devotees of Bhakti Sangha. Bhakti Sangha devotees encourages us and may push us to the towards to the path of initiation. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for that gift of getting me initiated. Because of Bhakti Sangha only it happened for me. Yeah, Revati Mataji also will get soon that. I'm praying, Mataji.
Next is Devgan Mataji. That should be Neetu Mataji. She says it's a beautiful class. And then SP, I don't know who that is. And Harita Mataji says, very nice class, very nice pastimes. And you are such an inspiration, which is very true. Revati Mataji again says, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you for this beautiful class. Really love the points of meeting Chaitanya, the points when the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda the Prabhu meet happened. Also about the importance of Guru. And Chaya Archinney Vajpriya Mataji says, it was a wonderful class with many nectarian questions. So thank you, all your devotees. And is there anybody else who has a question or a comment for our Vinita Gandharvika Mataji? Okay. So then we can end the call here. And we are looking forward to seeing you all soon tomorrow. Which we will reveal what tomorrow's class is about. But thank you all so much for joining us. And we'll meet you again tomorrow, same time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We'll end the call here. Vancha
Kalpatati. Yasya Kripa Sindhu. Yevacha Pratidanam. Pavanipyo Vaishnava. Yo Namo Namaha. Nandakati Vaishnava Vrindaki. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai. Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika
Gupta Mataji.
Jai.
All glories to all the assembled devotees on the call. Bhakti Sangha ki Jai.
Jai. Bhakti Sangha ki Jai.